The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
If you're somebody who likes to buy cheap clothing online, have it delivered to the house and have it cost you almost nothing, your days doing so may be numbered because the EU is beginning to look askance at some of the big purchasers, or rather the big sellers from China of this kind of clothing. Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish Independent and presenter of the Big Tech Show, is with us. Adrian, this relates to the capacity to sell clothes under a certain customs threshold. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a thing called the de minimis rule, which in the EU, anything that costs under 150 euro is more or less exempt from receiving the same kind of attention for customs as more expensive items. And that has let, it's the same in the US, it's actually more in the US, it's $800. And that has let sellers like Shein and Temu, okay, whose growth has tripled in Ireland in the last 2 years, that has let them become one of the main online marketplaces. Now, if you talk to anyone under the age of, 23, 24, college students, they kit themselves out in gear. We're talking about clothes and accessories, household stuff that costs typically 4 or 5 euro rather than 15 or 20 euro that you might get in pennies. Enormously popular. But the EU is doing two things. One, it's saying that the safety and the quality of some of the goods coming in from China under this de minimis rule aren't good enough. It's leading to hazards, to fire hazards, to choking dangers for kids. It wants more checks, number one, but also number two, and more importantly, the European Commission is saying it wants to phase out this exemption for cheap goods from customs and tariffs taxes. So that would, like, at a stroke, if they bring that in, that would at a stroke raise the price of almost everything on the likes of Shein and Temu.
Now, ironically, that does mean it is couched in much more diplomatic terms and much more normalized language. But it is a mini version of what Donald Trump is doing. It's effectively putting in place a tariff on goods coming in from China.
Yeah, now Trump is doing it for different reasons. So he slapped, as you know, a 10% tariff on everything from China. Now, he has given his customary 30-day stay on execution on the de minimis stuff, on the very cheap stuff, because the US Postal Service last week said, in light of the Trump's 10% tariff, we're not accepting any packages, any parcels from China from now on. And that, of course, caused absolute uproar. Now, within 24 hours after an assurance from the White House that they would delay or belay that order on de minimis parcels, the US Postal Service says, no, we'll continue doing this until we can figure out a way to levy this 10% effectively on these cheap parcels. But the motivation is different. Trump is obsessed with goods coming into the US, whether it's Ireland or the EU or Mexico or Canada or China. He thinks that the US shouldn't be running a trade deficit with any external country. So that's the reason he's putting the tariff on. With us in the EU, we're couching it more in terms of quality, standards and safety. That's the way we're framing it. But the effect, you're absolutely right, could possibly be the same.
And does it benefit any producers within the European Union? Because I would have thought at that price point, even if you go to some of the countries within the member states that have lower costs of labour, nobody's competing at those levels, are they?
No. It will benefit arguably local retailers to an extent. This is the old Amazon argument. The constant moaning you'll hear from local retailers about Amazon is, how are we expected to compete with with these delivery, with the prices that you get on Amazon? And it's even worse from their point of view with Shein and Temu, because the prices there are even cheaper. So they will be silently cheering on. They're not the only ones, by the way. There's quite a few people who like the idea of restrictions being put on the likes of Shein and Temu. You talk to anyone who is an environmentalist and who believes that, global free trade is a disaster for, CO2 levels, for example, they'd be quite happy by this. People like, I've heard from a lot of people in the wellness community who will make a point that, look, we're just consuming too much in our lives and we need to scale it back. And you shouldn't be instantly going on and looking for, you know, jeans every, you know, 3 hours for €5, that it's consumerism gone mad. So there are people who will see a significant upside to this. But the bottom line is, they're anti-free trade arguments. So the bottom line is, we have an extreme form of free trade at the moment with the likes of Shein, Temu and all those cheap Chinese imports that we currently have. And the question is whether we curb them and why do we curb them. In the EU, we're framing it as a standards and safety issue. In America, they're being a little bit more direct and saying, no, we just don't like those countries being able to profit from our consumers.
But either way, the days of the €5 gene may be numbered. Adrian, thank you very much. Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish Independent and presenter of the Big Tech Show podcast.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.